Now, I done gave you a week. I gave you a week to choose. If you watch part one, I appreciate you. Once again, I appreciate all the listeners, all the viewers. Subscribe to the channel right now, Voice of Reason NF on YouTube. One word, Voice of Reason NF. But let's not get sidetracked here. I gave you a week. What's up? Money or women? I gotta break that down for those who didn't watch all of part one. You only saw the first 5-7 minutes of it. Keep that algorithm going. So I said, and I'm gonna move right on. Money, unlimited, financial freedom, but you can no longer have sex with women or sex. Or all the sex with women in the world and no financial freedom. You're getting half of whatever you get now just to survive. Choose one. And I'm going with that. Pet peeve. I think I may have two, but I'm gonna just give you this one right now. Why am I mad that average chicks get more love than average dudes? You might say this is like a dumb thing to even entertain. Of course, average women are gonna get more love than average dudes. My thing is, why? Can I really attack this and try to break it down? Absolutely. It makes perfect sense. It still makes me mad. Women run the fucking world. Below average chicks get more love than average dudes. We can't shake this fact. And let me talk a little positive. I don't want to always make it about sex and physical attraction. It's huge, so let's not get it twisted. It's huge. But listen, women, nurturing, give birth, and the physical, because I can't let it go. Look at what I said though. Nurturing, give birth, raise family, sex. That's all women's capabilities, correct? So it can come from any type. She can be below average, she could be average, or she could be above average. And when we talk in average, what do you think I meant? The looks. I absolutely meant the looks, not the potential. So all women that walk the earth are capable of those things. Nurturing. I gotta keep drilling this to you. Baby making, raising family, and sex. From a guy's lens, these are some of the things women are good for, right? Doesn't matter what they look like. If that's what you seek, and that said woman has those four, go back to Match Energy, part one. Should be good money, right? So my pet peeve, the reason I call that a pet peeve is I'm just a little delusional. I know. I want everybody to work for their worth. Work for their flowers. Work for their credibility. And that don't necessarily mean working a job. I'm just saying I'm delusional. In some fake world, in my mind, in my dreams, I want to see people, all people. I might be sounding like I'm attacking women. I want all people. I don't want nobody privileged. I don't want nobody just, here's everything. You ain't got to put in no work. Because you know what that does? That makes you feel entitled. So the point of me even having that as a pet peeve, I just want to get rid of entitlement. Because you got to put in the work. I've said it, I'm being a broken record here. Why do women just feel they deserve X, Y, and Z just cause? And men, we are to blame. Go back to the sex thing I said. Take that out the equation. How many women would you give energy to? If you wasn't physically attractive and a female tried to spark a conversation or a female tried to befriend you, you are not having it. You are not having it. If you know you're not attracted and sex is nowhere near in this equation, you'd have one female friend, maybe. Maybe. It's just, call me hating, because I know that I can't, I don't know what entitlement means. I don't feel nobody owes me a thing. I could say what I deserve with wants and needs. And only as of recent, I would say in the last 2 to 3 years, I've been transparent with you. In the last 2 to 3 years, I feel I deserve certain shit because of my leveling up. And if you've been following me for the last 2 or 3 years, you better fucking say you agree. Or you're a fucking hater. I'm sorry, I gotta call it a spade. I'm being a little more raw than usual, I guess. But you're a hater. If you said, and you ain't even gotta be my ace boom coon number one day one. I'm talking about just following the podcast, following me on social media. I'm pretty transparent with the surface of things. If you can't say I leveled up, I'm moving on. I ain't even gonna give you the energy. Hater, let's go. Some facts for you guys. When a woman you never met or don't know well interacts with you, whether a look, a smile, or any words exchange, you got 5 seconds. The clock tick, bro. I've never seen this pressure. I'm lying, I'm full of shit. But that's the game. That's the game. Fellas, you could go out. You could go out, have a time. Step out, look good, smell good, on your purpose. You're just taking a breather for a sec, because all work and no play. No way. So, you may say, damn, and I said that in a few pods ago, right? Why do men with success, attractive, single, why they can't find nobody? Why they don't get it in? That's huge. That's a huge factor. So, I actually got something great to say in women's favor. I know it be looking like I be bashing y'all all the time. I love y'all, though. We can't survive this world without women. That's the only flowers I'm going to get y'all. We just can't. But I just got to be harsh in a lot of ways, because I think, like, a lot of women get over more than they should. Men do, too. But anyway. Guys, it is not that you can't get you a... I keep using the term baddie. It's not that you can't get one. It's not that you can't get your rocks off. It's not that you can't, you know what I mean, be accepted socially. The thing is, you don't know how huge that statement just was. Women do little things because they know it's that entitlement. They know they don't gotta, you know, or they worried about rejection, or they worried about looking crazy. Because if you really go to, you know, as a woman, if you really go in, you might look crazy. But what women don't realize is, you really don't look crazy. You just mild it down. Yeah, if you do something really, like, too aggressively, sure. But men would love if women could just speak their mind and approach and not worry about getting rejected. But you see, they can't take it because everybody don't match up with everybody. So then you, ladies, if you did change your shit up, you will face rejection. I'm not going to lie to you. But you will never face rejection at the rate that men do if we play this contest of men and women approaching in the same numbers. Take your homegirl right now. Y'all go to a lounge. You approach 20 women, she approached 20 men. I don't care what that girl looked like. She's not going to get the same rejections that boy going to get. It would blow my fucking mind if it did. So, fellas, pay attention to this. Use your 5 seconds wisely. I wish that was it, but it does matter your reaction. Because even if you react quickly and efficiently, what you say and how you do it can still eliminate you. So for the fellas who struggle, you might say, hush, this ain't the answer. Voice of reason, this ain't the answer. I pay attention to all that. It matters what you say. It matters your confidence, your body language. But I'm just saying, if you could get it together that quick, you usually do all right. You probably be all right. Feel me? Women play games, so they will also use this just for validation. Or they feel like, oh, my man, just because I said you handsome or you, you know, nice outfit, they don't mean I like you. True. True. But I know if they say that to you, fellas, you got 5 seconds to react to that to see if that meant more than just the compliment. Shit wild out here. Let's go. Alicia Keys and Swiss. She was a side piece and proved with time that she can be consistent. And that's huge in how she got the number one spot. I didn't Google that. That's my perception of it. Not saying this ideally. Idealistically, for you to be a side piece, pursue a side piece, have a side piece, cheat, creep. When you get older, that shit takes a lot of fucking energy. Anyway, the point I'm trying to use out of this example is that consistency stands the test of time. If you're patient enough. Not for a soulmate, a true mate. So, as bad of an example that might be, especially if I have women listeners and viewers, thank you for doing that, for listening, for watching. You see how that beat adversity? Because what's consistent, what's meant, what energies matches, will pursue all obstacles. So that don't have to be your story. But whatever obstacles, whatever bumps and bruises in the road along the way, the person who may seem right for you will stand the test of time. I know we're very impatient. And the more we level up, the less impatient we get. I mean, the more impatient we get. Sorry. Because I'm like, you're like, I'm going up the stairs at this rate. I made it to the 5th floor in 10 minutes. Why are you still on the 2nd floor? You still on the 2nd floor? You about to cheat and take the elevator? You grow less patient. But if you want something valuable, if you want something wholesome, it's never going to be. It's just not. It's a fucking fairy tale. Some people are that fortunate. Shout out, yo, this is random. Shout out the high school sweethearts, even college. If you are most my age or older and you've been with your high, you still with your high school sweetheart or your college sweetheart, shout out to you. That stood the test of time. I don't got too many of those stories. I don't know too many. You can look at the dark side of that and go, damn, they don't have any experience with no one else. If they were to get tempted, that might get ugly. Feel me? Shout out to the people locked in a relationship and nobody could interact. Nobody could like break that bond. You know what I mean? Whether indirectly, directly. Shout out to all of that. That shit is beautiful shit when you could really lock in. There's a lot of things I discuss here that may make it seem like that's impossible to obtain. Or it's a lot of work that's going to have to be put in, which is true. It's a lot of work to put in to get to that. You know what I mean? But it's doable. It's doable. So, not promoting side piece and creeping, but I really like that story. I like that story because women don't really use adversity to their advantage or come from a deficit and show strength, you know. Women are mostly in their feelings about things, so when they see a scenario that's not ideal for them, they're not with it. And I understand it's biological. Men are supposed to go through adversity and be almost rock bottom to level up. Women kind of just want to make sure they never have to see that if they don't have to. If a woman never has to be a side piece, she won't. If she never has to hit rock bottom by choice, she won't. And then women will argue with me that men, if they have the choice, wouldn't either. But you're wrong, sweetie, because yeah, if men don't have to hit rock bottom, they wouldn't volunteer, but a man could be a side piece. The thing is, it'll be harder for him to trust her to become main. But guys don't mind that because we know that we come from a deficit anyway. But that would take a lot. You know what I mean? That, because men can't see the, you know, their woman just being with somebody else physically. So that's what it would eliminate that. So the side piece thing may be rough for both sexes hugely. You know what I mean? So that's something else. That's another day, another time on that. But yeah. I know the person who made this post. Cool peoples. I'm really on the fence of if I'm going to tell you who that person is. What I'll do is, if you're seeing this in the timestamps and I've included their name, that's how you'll know who it is. There's nobody famous, so you might be like, why am I even going that hard about it? Anyway, before I go, whether they get to see this or not, I hear you. I have to attack this. I hear you, though. Threesomes are for unfaithful men and low self-esteem women. That's just it. No debate. I have to strongly disagree. If I give some agreeance to any side, it would be the low self-esteem. Because I can see how that can play into the factor. But it's a negative influence that I don't want to disencourage women to think that a threesome is a bad thing. It's all your taste of flavor. Unfaithful men, and because I'm a man, it may sound biased and I'm defending us. How could you really say that if he's suggesting that to avoid being unfaithful, I would think. Yeah, I know some people sabotage and they could already be doing them and now also trying to implement this. But if I come to you and we start a new relationship and I say, hey, babe, do you like threesomes? I would love to do that. That's not premeditated to cheat. It's just like, if you hear me out and we could discuss that and possibly do that, then we might avoid that. Yeah, some are greedy. Some have motives. There's always, come on, nothing is guaranteed and everyone's not transparent. So, of course, there's going to be a percentage and there are men who just going to be unfaithful no matter what. No judgment. But, and then the low self-esteem side of it is like, why though? Why? Some, yeah, some. But why? 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 They can just be down for shit like that. Experimenting. You know what I mean? You know, I don't want to make it a race thing. I'm going to say this real quick and I'm going to get off of it. Swingers and swinger parties and swinger islands and whatever these shits where people go to just for the fuckery. I don't think all those people have low self-esteem. They just want to explore things. It's not ideal in Western civilization, of course. But I can't say all those people have low self-esteem. All those women that do those swinger shits and be about it. And then I can't say all those men are unfaithful. So that statement is a little bit raw. And I try to dissect it and give it some flowers that I understand. But don't send that message to the world. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it. I can see the exceptions. I can see where people will take advantage of this. So if an unfaithful man does mate with a low self-esteem woman, I'm going to give you that and that's it. If an unfaithful man, and he know it, partners with a low self-esteem woman and he knows it, and then he tries to get this threesome thing popping, then I get what you mean. I don't think it always stems from that, though. And that's that. Positive stuff. Be a buyer, not a seller. Buyers demands, sellers settle. If you have a brand, if you have whatever thing you're trying to sell out there, whatever you're trying to do out there, to get ahead, to support your family or whatever. Being always in the buyer's mentality. Have a demand. If you see time passing and things are not going your way, still remain a buyer. If your product is $1,000, it's $1,000. If you don't sell for 2 months, it's $1,000. Try your best. I can't really say there won't be a scenario where you gotta cut off a couple dollars off of that. But buyers demand, sellers settle. Try never to settle, especially in business. Try your best. Rooting for you now. Hold frame. Copy? I'm going to re-mention The Power of Awareness as an audiobook to check out. I'm sure I said it before, so it's either in the timestamps or I said it before and you're already on it, hopefully. The Richest Man in Babylon, might have said that too, but by George S. Klassen, another audiobook to check out or read if you want to really do the actual reading. And Master Your Emotions, I might have said that, by Thibaut Maurice. That's going to be the timestamps just based off that spelling. So check those out. Check out the thing I like about YouTube a lot. Let me give flowers to YouTube. When you get on this type of rhythm with books, they'll give you more choices after in the selections. You don't have to really know everything and know everyone to find it. Whatever thing that attracts you that you want to spend time on when you're on YouTube, once you watch one or two on that topic or lane, they'll give you more. I'm sure you know that. So that's it. Health tip, it would be me freestyling because I didn't program one. It's more repetitive shit, man. I'm a broken record, man. Make sure you're drinking your water. Make sure you're staying hydrated. Balance out your foods. Don't eat to get full. You never want to feel stuffed, right? You want to exercise. I say this every time because you'd be like, yo, he's repetitive. I could predict what this guy's going to say at the end. But good news and helpful news should be repeated. You know what I mean? So until the next time, stay safe, stay productive, stay strong. I got you. Peace. You hear the voice of reason.